William Shakespeare, Sonnets to the Dark Lady. The second smaller group of sonnets that Shakespeare wrote are addressed to a dark lady. These sonnets represent a more honest, real account of a love affair than any other poems from the period. Rejecting many of the traditional conventions of Elizabethan love poetry, such as that of exalting the ideal perfection and beauty of the beloved, they represent a critique of such conventions. Here we have love in all its colors, from lust to tenderness, shame to disgust, adoration to hatred, irony to despair, and jealousy to indifference. The dark lady's identity remains a mystery. For the poet, she is at the same time an angel, promising infinite happiness, and a demon, sent to drive him mad. In describing his dark lady, Shakespeare is careful to emphasize how little she corresponds to the conventional ideas of beauty, grace, or womanly perfection of his time. For him, however, the fact that she is not conventionally beautiful is an indication of her natural beauty. But this is not the same thing as the natural beauty of flowers or of the sun, moon, or stars, to which other poets falsely compare their ladies. It's rather the beauty of her own particular nature in all its uniqueness and difference. Unlike many other women who use their artifices of makeup to hide their defect and try to reach some ideal perfection, the dark lady is content to stay as nature intended her. Her naturalness also makes her extremely rare in a world in which the desire of other women to correspond to an ideal notion of beauty makes them all bonally similar, inferior copies of an unattainable ideal. What fascinates the poet in his lady are the things that make her unique in his eyes. Often, in fact, it's her apparent imperfections that distinguish her from the norm. These range from physical defects to moral ones, her lack of virtue, her infidelity, her cruelty. Sonnet 130, 1609. In this sonnet, one of the most famous of the Dark Lady sequence, Shakespeare appears to be criticizing the idealizing tendency of most Elizabethan love poetry to compare the beloved with the glories of nature, inspired by Platonic notions of beauty. All the comparisons he makes are negative. At first, this seems to suggest that he's being realistic about a woman. She is not beautiful according to the criteria of ideal beauty. However, this also has the effect of surrounding the woman in mystery. We know only what she's not like, and so we are unable to picture her. All we learn about her is that her hair is black. She has the quality of a secret that is known only to the poet. Indeed, at the end of the sonnet, the poet seems to declare that he loves his mistress precisely for her incomparable uniqueness, which only he can appreciate. The poem therefore denies the objectivity of beauty, suggesting instead that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, that it is an effect of love.